Rip currents have long been described as underwater rivers flowing out to sea. Using off-the-shelf global positioning system equipment, researchers have managed to map rip currents for the very first time. And as Tim Stanton of the Naval Postgraduate School explains, they found that many of them take a very different course.
Near shore, there's feeder currents pushing you into the middle of this rip current system. And then further offshore, that tends to actually bring you all the way along the beach and then back in.
Unfortunately, these fountain-like or circular currents are not the only kind. There are still the mega rips, as Stanton calls them, that do pull strongly out to sea. He says those currents are the ones that really put swimmers at risk. He and his team are hoping to discover what sets those currents apart so they can be more accurately predicted. For the Environment Report, I'm Charity Nebbe.